Welcome to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. Today's episode is a big one. I'm going to share 8 ways that you can end the year strong. I hope that you enjoy. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Happy Monday, everyone. I hope that you had a wonderful weekend wherever you are in the world and you are as excited as I am about the week ahead. So today's episode is a big one because we are now 12 weeks away from the end of the year. 12 weeks. It sounds quite long, but it's not. Like 12 weeks is going to just go by in a blink of an eye. So I wanted to do this episode today because I feel like it's this time of year where people start to get a little bit disheartened. You know, maybe they haven't achieved what they wanted to achieve this year. You know, another year's gone by without them feeling like they're perhaps getting ahead in life or they're achieving what they want to achieve. So I wanted to do this podcast to give you that little bit of a, hopefully some inspiration and a bit of spring in your step to know that at any given moment, you can decide to change your life. You don't need to wait until the 1st of January to set new goals or, you know, become the person that you want to become. You get to decide right now if you're not happy about something in your life. Maybe it's the way you look. Maybe it's the relationship you're in. Maybe it's the environment that you're in. Maybe it's the job that you're in, the friendship circle that you're in, whatever that is. You get to decide right now in this moment that you want to change. And that is so empowering, right? So you don't need to wait. You don't need to put it off. And I feel like there's this little bit of energy going on. Well, I'll wait until the new year. You know, Christmas is around the corner now. Like already there's decorations in all the shops, which I'm like, oh my goodness. Like I swear it comes early every single year. But I want to give you the mindset. I want to give you some ideas, some strategies, some steps that you can take to really end the year strong and continue into 2022 as the best version of yourself, as the happiest, healthiest version of you. So let's get stuck into it. And I want to just say this, that this year for so many people has been one of the most challenging years of their life, you know, mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually, physically, like environmentally, in relationships, you know, we've been indoors with our family and all these things we've been going through. So I just want you to just sit there now and take a nice deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Let it go. You can't change what's happened. You can't go back. You can't reset. Not that anyone's going to want to relive this year, but you can't change anything that's happened, right? But what you can do is decide how you want to move forward. So before we go into these steps, I want you to take a moment now and think, if you're not where you want to be, if you're not proud of the person that you've been this year, forgive yourself, please. Now's not the time to be criticizing yourself or putting yourself down. You know, it's been a really challenging year for most people and you've done the best that you can. So give yourself some grace and let's get into today's episode. So the first step I want you to sort of think about is have a think back to the 1st of January. Did you set some goals? Did you have some intentions? Did you want to do something or start something that perhaps you haven't quite started yet? Or perhaps you did start and then it didn't work out or you decided to stop halfway through the year. But look back at your goals or sit and ponder and go, what did I want to achieve this year? What were some things that I wanted to work towards? And perhaps write them down again and look at them and go, okay, out of that list, out of those things, what have I achieved? And if you haven't achieved any of them, that's okay. please don't beat yourself up. This is not what this episode's about. This episode is about empowerment. So now that you've got your goals in front of you, look over them. Is there something that you've been putting off that you can now start to take the first step towards? You know, perhaps you had a goal at the start of the year to maybe lose some weight. I know that's one of the most popular New Year's resolutions, or, you know, enter into some kind of sporting event, or take up, you know, a new hobby or something. What was it that you wanted to do? So for me, at the start of the year, I actually wanted to learn how to swim. And I was sort of like putting it off. And then just recently, in the last sort of 4 weeks, I've started doing it. I thought, no, I'm not going to wait until the 1st of January to go, right, now I'm going to learn how to swim because it's the first of Jan. I'm going to do it now. So look back through your goals and go, okay, out of all of those things that I wrote down, is there something that I really did want to start or achieve this year that I've been putting off? And decide right here, right now, to begin that journey, however small. So that is step one. It's looking back. It's going, okay, cool. These are my goals that I'm not quite where I want to be. That's okay. Give yourself some grace. What can I do? What's one goal out of that list that if I achieved it, I'd be really, really proud of myself come the 31st of December? Because that's step two. I want you to future cast. I want you to think about yourself going into the new year of 2022. How do you want to feel? Do you want to look back and be thinking, I'm really proud of what I achieved that year. I'm really proud of who it was that I became. I'm really proud that I started that meditation practice. I'm really proud that I did that online course. I'm really proud that I booked in for that triathlon or marathon or whatever. I'm really proud that I started to run, swim. I'm really proud that I applied for those new jobs or learned that new skill. How do you want to end the year? So future cast, visualize yourself and think to yourself, if tomorrow was the 1st of January, how would I feel about myself? Would I be proud of this, the person I was this year? Or would I be a little bit disappointed that I didn't quite live up to my true potential? And again, no, right now, don't put yourself down, don't criticize. Honor that and go, now I get the opportunity to change it. So yeah, think about the future. Think, okay, how do I want to go into next year? How do I want to feel about this year? And that will give you some motivation to really start. The third step is set yourself up for success. There's no point getting all motivated and, you know, having this goal in mind if your environment is chaotic. For example, if you think, well, I'd love to lose a couple of pounds before the end of the year. But if your fridge and your pantry is full of all the things that you know you can't resist, you're not setting yourself up for success. So do you need to go and clear out your cupboards? Do you need to rearrange your work environment? You know, do you need to maybe set some alarms on your phone to stand up a little bit more in your day? Do you need to make a shopping list? Do you need to have a look at an online coach? Or do you need to join the gym? Or do you need to go and buy a new pair of trainers? But set yourself up for success. Your environment will have a huge impact on your achievements, and it will definitely inspire you and help you get to your goals. So please set up your environment for success. The fourth step, I want you to really start to become aware of, because if you can master this, your whole life will change. And that's becoming aware of your limiting beliefs and your negative thought patterns. Now, for so long in my life, I couldn't work out why I would start something and then self-sabotage, or something else would happen in my life to stop me from doing that thing. And it wasn't until I began to slow down and notice what was going on inside of my mind throughout the day that I had a few moments to be like, wow, I can't believe I'm having that thought, or where did that belief come from? So throughout the day, I just want you to notice how you feel and just make it a habit of checking in with yourself. So, you know, if you're on a call or if you're going around the supermarket or if you're going out for a walk, just ask yourself, how do I feel right now? And just notice what is going on inside of your mind, because once you start to identify the emotions that you're feeling, you'll then become more aware of your thoughts, because your thoughts are driving your emotions, right? So it's a lot easier in the beginning when we're sort of starting to build our awareness to notice what's going on in our body, to notice the emotions that we feel, right? We are emotional beings. But instead of getting caught up in the emotion and then just, you know, being triggered by the event or the circumstance that you're facing, notice what you're thinking. So instead of getting all irate or tense in that emotion, actually slow down and just notice. Just slow down your breathing and think, what is going on in my mind right now for me to have this reaction, this emotional charge in my body? And the more that you can do that, the more that you will identify that there's certain negative thought patterns, or there's a limiting belief that every time you think it, you have a release of emotion into your body. So for me, it was a worrying thought. It was fear of the future. It was, oh, what if that happens? And then I would feel my whole body tighten up, right? So anytime now that I feel that tension in my body, whether it's in my chest, in my back, in my legs, in my hips, I go in, I just take a breath. I sometimes close my eyes if I can. And I just think, what is going on in my mind right now? What am I thinking? And it's always, because if I ever feel any worry, it's always about something that I'm worried about happening, or a future event, or normally things that are completely outside of my control. So that's super, super key, right? So slow down, spot the thought, and this is the next one, swap it. So step number 5, I call stop, spot, and swap. So once you've identified this emotional pattern, you've identified your thoughts, and you go, I don't want to think that thought anymore. We want to plant a new seed. So we want to pull out those weeds, those negative thoughts, those limiting beliefs as often as we can throughout the day. But we want to replace them with positive thoughts and positive affirmations. And this is where affirmations are so powerful. But they only work when we're constantly pulling out the weeds, because we need the foundations of our mind to be able to grow beautiful affirmations. If we've, like, think about a garden, if we've got constantly bad soil, you know, nothing new is going to be able to grow. So it is this constant process of becoming aware of the negative thoughts, pulling them out, and planting them with new affirmations. So, you know, they could be so simple of, like, you know, if you have a negative thought, say, you know, you've always been this way, you're always going to be overweight, you're always going to choose bad foods, that's just who you are. Go, no. You stop, you spot, you go, oh, that's that thought, and you swap. Okay, what belief do I want to ingrain in me? No, I'm going to be somebody who honors my body, who loves to feel healthy, who chooses foods that are going to make me thrive from the inside out. I love looking after myself. I love taking care of myself. I'm worthy of feeling well and healthy every day. Right? So write out a few affirmations. What new beliefs do you want to have? And once you've got maybe 3, 4, 5 written out, repeat them as often as you can every single day. Drum them into your subconscious until they become part of your identity. This is super, super key. Notice how I said part of your identity, because then you have to start living in alignment with those affirmations. There's no point saying, I'm healthy, I'm fit, I feel young, I feel vibrant, if you then in the next breath go and eat a muffin and a bit of carrot cake. Like, you have to start living in alignment with these new beliefs, because otherwise your brain's going to go, well, this isn't true, because you're not making the right decisions and you're not having the right character traits that align with these new beliefs. So act as if you already are that person. If you want to be fit, if you want to be healthy, if you want to have a calmer mind, you need to start acting as if. This is all part of the transformational journey. Okay, so that's super, super key. And finally, my final point, and probably the one that is, I'm going to say, one of the most challenging, certainly was for me, is coming from this appreciation. Because what I used to do was I wanted to change so bad. I wasn't in a good headspace. You know, I didn't like who I was and I wasn't happy. But I was always focused on the things that I didn't like about myself or the things that I didn't yet have. And I was coming from this emotional field of lack. Okay. Now, when we come from that energy, because everything is energy, everything vibrates, right? We are drawing back in that negativity. So what we need to teach our bodies, what we need to teach our minds is that we are already abundant. We are already well. We are already healthy. And how we do that is we keep on reinforcing the gratitude for the finances that we have, for the health that we have, for the people in our lives, for everything that we can appreciate in this moment. And as you do that, your energy grows, your vibration increases, and you start to attract more of that positive energy, more of those experiences, more health, more abundance. This is not something that, you know, so many people go, oh, that all sounds a little bit too far-fetched to me. There's a massive study done on water. I literally learned this yesterday, how they spoke words of gratitude and compassion over water, and it completely changed the structure. Then they spoke words of anger and hatred, and again, changed the structure, but not into this beautiful, like, snowflake, like, you know, image. It was like this, I can't really explain it, but like this damaged, like almost like shattered glass. So everything is energy. You speak well, you get that back. You speak negativity and anger, you get that back. So be very, very aware of your thoughts, of your behaviors, of your emotions. Because if you want to transform your life, if you want to end the year strong, if you want to be healthier and happier, start acting that way. Start being grateful for what you have now. Don't come from this place of lack. So that is today's episode. I really hope that you enjoyed it and it's got you pumped up. This is 12 weeks. Let's end the year strong. I want to hear from you all what your goals are, what you want to achieve, how you want to end the year. Pick one thing that you want to do before the end of the year and take that first step today. Do not delay. Life is so precious. We can't go back and change the past, but in every single moment, we have the opportunity to change who we want to be, the outcomes that we want, and we can transform at any moment. And I think that is super, super powerful. So I'm going to leave you there. Have a wonderful day. Have an amazing week. And I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.